I wrote an article for a newspaper, Peacock Inn. And this happened years ago after I listened to a cricket commentary. Brian Johnston, Dickie Bird, they were all there. So here I'm going to read that article, Peacock Inn. Brian Johnston referred to Dickie Bird's Peacock Inn while commentating on the first day during the India-England test match at Edgbaston. Dickie Bird, according to Brian, was a very worried man as he was waiting for good news any time. The Peacock Inn was still sitting on the six eggs and hadn't eaten any yet. Dickie Bird had a reason to brood over the brooding bird. But I got worried too and wondered whether it was possible to say male woman, since KS wasn't around. I looked up the dictionaries myself. I came across a funnier entry which said peacock fowl, a female peacock, longman. I thought if one applied this sort of lexical logic, peacock hen should be possible and all right. But that was not the end. On Monday, during his first 20 minutes, Dom Mosey said that he had received a small note of Brian Johnston from someone in England saying that there was no such thing as Peacock Inn. That certainly roused some extra cricketing interest, and I waited rather impatiently for Brian to come over and take the mic. He did that only in the third session and coolly said that Dickie Bird's peahen was still sitting on the eggs. Peahen. That was simply great, wasn't it? Maybe it was just a slip of the tongue, as Brian had said Peacock Inn only once in his references to Dickie's bird, and this man, by sending that note, was just trying to be too clever by half. In fact, verbal slips are so much a part of the living language that one comes across many interesting anecdotes built around them. There was a professor who hadn't quite liked the term paper of his female student, so he said he needs orgasmic unity. It needs orgasmic unity. Slip of the tongue again. There was another who said London and Thightening for thunder and lightning. Yet another, through the window, through the clock. Scientists say that the speaker's mental state can only be guessed at, but the reason for the slip remains pretty much unknown. For instance, a provocatively dressed woman may change past fashion into fast passion. For any healthy young man, 9 times out of 10. And an electrophobiac might have fears of cursed wattage in worst cottage. But here in India, we might choose to fight among ourselves over cater 2 and cater 4. And then go to the dictionaries only to find that one is American and the other British. Even so, I've heard a British teacher of repute saying, cater to, don't we often create a controversy out of virtually nothing and say controversy is right and controversy is wrong? Now, the fact is that one is right and the other is not wrong. We take pride in catching the other person on the wrong foot. Sometimes we are a bit too fussy. I add fuzzy too. It takes a brain to rule in matters as delicate as the peacock hen.